This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
This is Jackie Sly, and I'm the chair of the Board of Education Standards, and through this telephonic meeting today, we welcome anyone else who might be listening besides the members and the other presenters that are on the phone call with us. And we will begin with the calling the meeting to order, and we will do the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic
of which it stands, nation, under God, indivisible,
and liberty for all. Fern, please call the roll.
Guffin?
Here.
Heineman?
Here.
Herman?
Here.
Schallenkamp?
Here.
Sly?
Here.
Wagner?
Present.
Westrup?
Here.
Madam President, I show quorum.
Okay, thank you. We will now need a motion to adopt the agenda. It's really short. It's with one purpose. Was there someone who would make a motion? Identify yourself so that that will help Fern, too, for notes.
Schallenkamp.
Wagner.
So moved. Second, Schallenkamp.
Okay, it's been moved by
Wagner.
Wagner, and seconded by Schallenkamp to adopt the agenda. Is there any discussion on that? We will call the roll. Fern, do you have to do it one by one for the roll?
Yes, I do, Madam Chair.
Okay, please go ahead and call for the vote on the adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the 4-06-2020 agenda. Guffin?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Schallenkamp?
Aye.
Sly?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
Okay, the agenda has been adopted. At this time on the agenda, we have time for public comment, and this would be open for anyone who has comments to make at this meeting. I'll wait, because I know if you're on mute, sometimes it takes a couple seconds to figure out how to unmute. If you do have public comment, identify yourself, and then I will recognize you. Is there anyone who wishes to make a public comment? Hearing none, we will move on to the Perkins State Plan. And Laura, I would like you to just come on and share a little bit about it, and then we will move forward with it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This is Laura Scheibe. I am the Director of Career and Technical Education with the Department of Education. And I very much appreciate everyone's time this morning to come together and consider the Perkins 5 State Plan for South Dakota. We had the opportunity to go over it in fairly extensive detail in January. The documents you have before you are largely the same as what I presented in January. The only difference is in the state plan itself, and that was simply some more polishing work. So everything remains the same as what we discussed in January. So I'll keep my overview brief, but happy to entertain any questions or comments afterwards. So really, the Perkins State Plan stems from our vision of career and technical education to transform and expand CTE so that each learner, regardless of background, age, or zip code, is prepared for career and college success. This plan and this vision was written over the course of the past year and a half, and the text itself that you have before you was finalized only a month ago. Even with that, it seems that parts of it reflect a different reality. We find ourselves in a much different situation from what we were a month ago. And despite the fact that some of those assumptions have changed, assumptions such as the 2% unemployment and the need to meet the workforce challenges in South Dakota, the overall relevancy of career and technical education, the importance and the need for it has not changed. And so in that, I am very proud of the fact that the plan is still relevant to meeting the needs of our learners moving forward. This plan is in response to the federal law, the Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act, that unlocks for South Dakota more than $5 million in federal funding, which is split $2 million for secondary, $2 million for post-secondary, and $1 million for the state to spend on statewide activities that advance priorities of the state. As with any federal law, it requires plans and budgets from both the state and local entities, local recipients, as well as accountabilities and data. And as I noted last meeting, the biggest change that we see in transitioning from the previous plan, the previous federal law, Perkins 4, to the new one, is more of a focus on long-term planning and, of course, the needs assessment that helps enable that for every local recipient. And we know that the U.S. Department of Education has been providing flexibility on the main K-12 law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, to date. Perkins is much more limited in its ability for certain components to be waived or flexibilities, but we also benefit from still being in a transition period from Perkins 4 to Perkins 5. So we at the South Dakota Department of Education will continue to support schools in every way possible, understanding the unprecedented situation that we are in. And with that brief overview, I'd be happy to stand by for any questions.
Are there any questions from members? This is Jackie asking as a question. I'm wondering, how often do you have to renew that or rewrite that plan? It's probably in there someplace. You probably told me earlier.
Thank you for the question, Madam Chair. We need to submit a new state plan every 4 years. So we have the benefit of being able to take a look at it again in 4 years, but we can also update it in the interim if we determine that we need to make changes before then.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions? At our meeting in January, we spent quite a bit of time on this, and we asked some questions then. So I think that unless if someone else has questions, I think we're ready to move into a motion to accept the South Dakota Perkins 5 state plan. Someone make a motion.
Shallon Camp, so move.
There a second?
Second, Guffin.
Guffin, okay. It's been moved by Shallon Camp and seconded by Guffin to accept the South Dakota Perkins 5 state plan. Are there any discussion? If not, we'll move forward with the vote. Fern, please call the roll.
Motion to approve the Perkins 5 state plan as presented. Guffin?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Shallon Camp?
Aye.
Sly?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
Madam Chair, I show 7 ayes, 0 nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. So we have our main agenda done, that we it's short, a special meeting, and with that I think that we have completed all of the items that we need to do on this one. As you may know, we are planning our May meeting that will also be remotely, that we won't be getting together for that, and you'll be getting more information with that coming out too before too long, I guess. Is there anything else that needs to be brought forward.
Jackie, I would like to just speak to something just for a second if we've got time.
Okay, yes. And who is this?
Okay, this is Lori.
Okay, Lori. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just would like to let everybody know or be aware of the fact that my job entails online learning with the NSU eLearning Center, and we have been working with the Department of Ed to create lessons for teachers throughout our state who may be struggling to, you know, adapt to the online learning that they're doing right now. And so I would just like to, you know, send a shout out to the teachers that have been doing it, the Department of Ed for calling us in and asking us to help, and would like to welcome any teacher who needs to have that information. I've got a website for that, and it's also been sent out to all administrators.
Thanks for sharing that, Lori, because I know that is a time that we, lots of people are in a new world for them. Of
Madam President, this is Fern.
Yes.
We kind of could officially welcome Mrs. Heinemann to our first meeting.
That is true. I kind of missed that, didn't I? I was thinking that I had been in contact with her, and then I forget that she has. This is her first meeting. So, yes, thank you.
It is
Phyllis,
thank you. It's a real honor to be part of it. I did listen to your January meeting, so I felt like I've kind of been at a meeting. And I do have a question that Lori mentioned. What is her website that is offering those different online, you know, assistance?
I can go ahead and email that to you. We're not setting it out to public necessarily because it does have answer keys and such on it. And
sure,
so
okay.
I can certainly send it to you in an email. I'll send it back to the entire board, actually, so you can take a look at it. It involves lessons for Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2. There's English 3 and 4, Biology, Chemistry, Physics, and U.S. History, U.S. Government, World History, and World Geography. And basically what we've been doing is creating lessons that would normally be towards the end of the school year in those particular disciplines, and we really wanted to focus on the ones that would be more of a graduation requirement. And so it's, you know, out there for any educators to use.
That sounds great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. That. Is there anything else that we should be brought forward?
Jackie, this is Kay.
Yes.
Is there anything that the board can or should be doing to assist or reach out to the schools and to the teachers?
That's a good question. Dr. Jones, are you on?
Yes, I am. I think. Yes. You know, we've been spending a good amount of time focusing on communicating with superintendents and so forth in this really remarkable time of change. And anything that board members can do to help facilitate communication between school districts and their local communities, you know, with the knowledge and understanding of the superintendents involved and so forth, would really be helpful, I think, as we go forward. Some school districts have been offering child care for workers, people who work in hospitals and so forth, and medical staff in their community. And as if this should continue on, that anything that schools might have an ability to support their communities with, I know they're all taking a look at that, and so. From the board's perspective, any way to kind of help explain that to the communities where you live would be a great assistance. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Thank you. Becky, as a superintendent's perspective, would there be something that you think that we could be doing to give support?
Not at this time. I think we are very busy and quite frankly overwhelmed with the inundation of our inboxes already. So I think at this time we're well taken care of. But thank you.
I'm sure the inboxes are full.
I think that's true, as my daughter and son-in-law are both involved with education too, and in South Dakota, and I think it's just overwhelming at times of things we never even thought of before that we need to attend to in a different way that we just automatically do, and now it's a whole different road that you're building. It's a lot of energy and time. So I do appreciate all of the work that people involved in education and the support staff, too. That's been a mighty effort.
You know, Madam President, to that end, if the board would write a letter of appreciation to the teachers, we could help distribute that, and I think it would show some solidarity that all educators, no matter what your role in this, is supporting the teachers and the educators that have really worked a miracle in many ways to completely flip around their teaching model, to go online, to do things in packets, to ride on buses delivering meals and so forth. It's really been remarkable what's happened in the last 3 weeks. So your public acknowledgement of that would be greatly appreciated.
I have a question with that. With the logistics of that, would you be able to send that out by email, or how would it be a public letter, or what would you suggest?
Well, we can send it direct to every teacher in the public school system, and we can make sure that administrators of all the accredited schools will get it.
Okay. That's what does the rest of the board feel about that?
This is Lori Wagner, and as a educator, I think that would be fantastic. It has been a very interesting month. Even though I'm an online educator, it's changed things for us as well, with students having or not having internet at home. And so I think that letter would be a nice boost for the educators of the state, to let them know that we're behind them, supporting them, and just encouraging them along the way as we go through this. So thank you.
Is there anyone who would like to do a draft of that letter and then send it out, and then we can make suggestions to tweak it? Or if not, I can do it and I can send it out to you. What any preference? Anyone who's a master writer? No takers. Okay, I will do it. And then I will send it out to the board. Would that work? And you can give me suggestions, and then we can build on that. But that in agreement?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes,
thanks
thank
for
you,
bringing
Jackie.
That up. Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up, too, and to move us in that direction. I think that's a really good idea. I will work on that, get it sent out. I probably need to send it individually, probably, Fern. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, and then I can work on it from there, and then if I send it to you, Fern, with the final copy, can you see that it gets distributed, or do I send it to you, Dr. Jones? What would be the best way?
Madam Chair, I think this is something we can take care of not at the public meeting and work out the logistics of it.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay. Thank you. So, any other things that we need to bring up?
That's all that's on the agenda, Madam Chair.
Okay. So, call for a motion for adjournment.
So move, Wagner.
Wagner moved. Second?
Second, Westra.
Second, Westra. All those in favor say aye.
No, I still need to do a roll
call. Aye.
Madam Chair?
Oh.
Yes, Fern?
Yeah. Motion to adjourn. Guffin?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Schellenkamp?
Aye.
Sly?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
I show 7A, 0A, motion carried, and we'll talk to you guys next on May 11th.